Hi guys, hope you had a great weekend staying warm in this freezing weather if you're on the East Coast. And if you're in a warm destination, I'm very jealous of you. In New York is averaging 29 degrees, and it feels much colder than that to me. Anyway, because the weather has been so cold, I've decided to stay in this weekend, and I joined Amazon Prime because there were a few movies that I missed that I didn't want to pay money to see in the theater. Actually, it's not true. I had A-list at the time, but for some reason, when these movies came out, it was very hot, and I didn't feel like traveling. Now it's the opposite extreme. It's very, very cold, and I decided to join Amazon Prime so I could see these movies that I never got to see in the theater. I was actually invited to them as press, but for some reason, I probably had a show and there was a conflict, so I missed them. So this weekend, I actually joined Amazon Prime. I wanted to see what everyone was talking about with The Marvelous Miss Maisel, and I saw the first two episodes and really loved it enough to join Amazon Prime. In addition, I never got to see Leave No Trace, which I tried to see numerous times over the summer months, and I never got to see Disobedience or a movie with Keanu Reeves called Destination Wedding. Not a great film, but definitely worth seeing if you're a member of Amazon Prime. It's takes a while because I love Keanu. He's one of my favorite actors, but he and Winona play the two most annoying people I think ever on the planet. You know, that's how silly this movie's really bad, because the two people are just so, they're just so awful. You don't really want them to be together because they're both just the most horrendous people. And it didn't seem realistic to me because they're just too horrendous. But I really liked the movie enough to, I still have 23 minutes to go. But it's worth seeing if you join Amazon Prime. And Leave No Trace is definitely a very good film. It's a little slow moving, and you know, but it's a good film. It got a lot of nominations, so I wanted to see what all the hype was about. And actually, I really did like that movie enough to actually pay for it. It's a good film. Next up, I have Disobedience, which is another film I never got to see, and I will report back when I see it. Okay, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for BroadwayShowbiz.com.